Well, clearly that's what they're doing. I mean, it's not a fear. It's happening, and it's happened for some time. And it's not to excuse previous governments either. The neglect of the Northwest has been something that's been pretty consistent and needs a strategic vision and resources to allow us to perform to our capacity. What's been happening, as you know, the pension services office is based throughout the Northwest, in Sligo and Donegal and in Leitrim. We've had the information section there with 31 positions re-centralised to Dublin for the new communications division there. We have revenue in Sligo. Also, the PAYE section transferring from Dundalk. We obviously are aware of the regional veterinary laboratory that serves the region, which is under threat of closure. And this is against the backdrop of a report that's recommending up to 200 post offices to close, not least the fact that we've had the Ulster Bank news, which I know isn't directly related to government, but it's another sign that the continuing neglect of the Northwest is gathering pace rather than any government plan to address the regional imbalance. Weekly photo call opportunities throughout Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan and elsewhere of ministers announcing plans with no resources and no strategic vision is something that we're becoming very sick of in the Northwest. What we need is a plan and resources to allow us to begin to perform to our potential.
And you are calling on the government to come up with a strategy of some sort. And what do you suggest as a solution to this?
Well, I think access to our region is one of the biggest single issues. But I think on one hand, we have government that are announcing plans to invest in regional development, to invest in jobs bans and so on. And then they themselves are taking the opportunity to re-centralise state jobs and government jobs. And I think it's a case of, do as I say, but not as I do. And I think as the country is naturally very concerned about the impact of a hard border in Brexit, in reality, we've had consecutive governments, and particularly this one over the last 6 years, strengthening what is a virtual border north of a Dublin-Galway line and west of Mullingar, where resources are scant and government actions are undermining our ability to perform to our potential. So next week is the deadline for submissions for the National Planning Framework. I'll have mine in, which very much focuses on enhancing access to the Northwest to facilitate us in trying to perform to our potential. And I hope other people use that opportunity too. I have a fear, however, that the template for making submissions is one that in itself is almost pre-written to determine that the Northwest will be left for tourism pursuits and the weekend destination for city dwellers. And I think that's short-sighted. I think that if government don't grasp the opportunity to strategically invest and resource our region to perform to its potential, it means that as a nation we'll be performing at 30% less than capacity. So instead of seeing us here in the Northwest as a pain in the national side, the government needs to realise that we can make a huge contribution to the national effort. But to do so, they must provide us with infrastructural templates to do that. And that includes an A5 through the north to Letterkenny and Derry. It includes a motorway from Dublin to Sligo, Sligo to Donegal, and Sligo through Enniskillen to Northern Ireland as well. And I think that that, together with broadband, and strategic investment in infrastructure of an education variety and a refocusing of the IDA's budget to ensure that we're getting our share of international investment will set us on a road where we will begin to perform to our potential and can be a net contributor to the national effort instead of being seen consistently by governments as a pain in the national side, dependent only on the proximity of a cabinet minister to our areas to gain investment.